And I am an elder benefits specialist with the Aging Disability Resource Center, which is also known as the ADRC of Buffalo and Pepin counties. Today's Welcome to Medicare program will provide an overview of Medicare. Just looking for my mouse here. There we go. So I'll start with a picture that I think represents how many people that I meet with feel about Medicare. So here we have who I've named Poor Peter, who is standing outside of an office entrance. He is new to Medicare, and after talking with a friend, he recommended that he schedule an appointment with the ADRC to review some of his options. Peter is all alone, not sure where to begin, so he pauses for a moment, takes a deep breath, and what he really wants to do is to turn around and walk back to his car and drive away as fast as he can. In his mind, he will try again another day. With Medicare's many coverage options, it's no wonder why people like Peter don't know where to begin. It's no surprise that many Medicare beneficiaries are unsure if they have adequate coverage or even what type of coverages are available to them. So hopefully I will be able to help things seem a little less confusing and overwhelming with today's presentation. So during today's presentation, we will review enrollments in Medicare, Medicare basics, your coverage choices, senior care, help for people with limited income, and we'll also go over a few words of caution. The Medicare and You handbook pictured here is mailed to every Medicare household each year in the fall. So please refer to this handbook for further details. So what is Medicare? Medicare is health insurance for three groups of people: age 65 or older, age under 65 with certain disabilities who are entitled to Social Security disability, and at any age with end stage renal disease, which is permanent kidney failure requiring dialysis or a transplant. So first we will start with enrollment in Medicare. So if you already get benefits from Social Security or Railroad Retirement, you are automatically enrolled in Part A and Part B the first day of the month that you turn 65. If you are close to age 65, but you currently do not receive Social Security benefits, you will need to enroll in Part A and B with Social Security during your initial enrollment period. So to enroll, you can go online at socialsecurity.gov or call Social Security directly at the numbers listed on this slide. If you are under age 65 and disabled, you are automatically enrolled in Medicare after receiving 24 consecutive months of Social Security disability payments. If you aren't automatically enrolled into Medicare, your first opportunity to enroll is during your initial enrollment period, also known as your IEP. This lasts 7 months. Your coverage starts based on when you enroll. If you enroll during the first 3 months of your IEP, so that's the 3 months before the month you turn 65, your coverage will begin the first day of the month that you turn 65. There is also a special enrollment period for enrollment into Medicare. If you wait to enroll in Part B because maybe you or your spouse are still working and have a group health plan coverage, you can sign up during the 8 months following the month that the group plan coverage ends or when the employment ends, whichever would be first. There will be no penalty for you. And lastly, you can enroll in Medicare during what is called the general enrollment period. This is January 1st through March 31st each calendar year. And this is only for those that did not sign up during their initial enrollment. Unfortunately, they will have a penalty. The cost of the Part B premium will go up 10% for each full 12-month period that you delay enrolling. your coverage would begin on July 1st. So the main point to remember here is that if you are not receiving early retirement benefits, you should plan to enroll with Social Security about 3 months before you turn 65. So this is an example of a Medicare card. Your use of the Medicare card will differ depending on the type of Medicare health plan option that you choose. If you choose Original Medicare, you will use the red, white, and blue Medicare card when obtaining healthcare. Your card also lists the parts of Medicare that you are enrolled in and the dates that they became effective. Medicare Part A and B are the only parts that will be reflected in this card. Medicare Part C or Part D are offered through private companies. And we will talk more about these options in a few minutes. So now that we've covered how to enroll in Medicare, next we will review some Medicare basics. So Medicare is divided into four parts, and most people new to Medicare find this very confusing. Some also refer to this as the A, B, C's, and D's of Medicare. This chart provides a brief summary of what each part of Medicare covers. Part A, which is hospital insurance, and Part B, which is medical insurance, is what is considered Original Medicare. Part C, also known as Medicare Advantage plans, is an alternative to Original Medicare. Part C are private insurance companies who are under contract with Medicare. And Part D is prescription drug coverage. Both Part C and D are private companies approved by Medicare. So let's take a closer look at the Part A benefits. So Part A is hospital insurance, and in general, it helps to cover inpatient care in a hospital, skilled nursing facility care, nursing home care, but you must be an inpatient in a skilled nursing facility that's not custodial or long-term care, home health care, and it helps to cover hospice care. These are the 2021 costs for Part A that the beneficiary is responsible for. For most people, there is no monthly premium for Part A. The Part A deductible for 2021 is $1,484 per benefit period, which are 60 days. A benefit period begins the day you're admitted as an inpatient in a hospital or skilled nursing facility. The benefit period ends when you haven't gotten any inpatient hospital care or skilled nursing care for 60 days in a row. If you go into a hospital or a skilled nursing facility after one benefit period has ended, a new benefit period begins. You must pay the Part A inpatient hospital deductible for each benefit period. And there's also no limit to the number of benefit periods that you can have. So along with premiums, possible premium and deductibles, with Part A, you will also have co-pays for most services. There is no out-of-pocket maximum in Original Medicare, which is why many choose to add additional coverage. We will review this in more detail in a few moments. So now let's take a look at Medicare Part B benefits. So Part B is medical insurance, which helps cover medically necessary outpatient services and supplies that include doctor services, outpatient medical and surgical services and supplies, clinical lab tests, durable medical equipment, diabetic testing supplies, and preventative services like flu shots and a yearly wellness visit. These are the 2021 Part B costs that the beneficiary is responsible for. The Part B premium for 2021 for most people is $148.50, and this may be higher depending on your income. The Part B deductible for 2021 is $203. And Part B coinsurance is 20% for most covered services, like doctor services and some preventative services. You will pay $0, however, for many preventative services. So next, we will discuss your Medicare coverage choices. So the gaps. Medicare does not pay 100% of your medical bills. You may choose to purchase a Medicare supplement, also known as a Medigap policy, if you have original Medicare, or you may choose to enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan. There are two main ways to get your Medicare coverage: original Medicare or Medicare Advantage plans. You decide which way you get your coverage. So option one on the left is original Medicare, which includes Part A and Part B, and you can choose to buy a supplement insurance, also known as the Medigap, to help cover some of those costs that are not covered by original Medicare. You can also choose to buy a Medicare prescription drug plan, which is the Part D. Option two on the right is Medicare Advantage plans, also known as Medicare Part C or MA plans. Medicare Advantage plans are another way to get your Medicare Part A and Part B coverage. Medicare Advantage plans are offered by Medicare-approved private companies that must follow the rules set by Medicare. Many plans include prescription drug coverage, but you can choose a plan without drug coverage and add Wisconsin senior care coverage. And we will talk more about senior care in a few minutes. You cannot have a Medigap policy and a Medicare Advantage plan at the same time. Medicare beneficiaries need to choose one path, either the one on the left or the one on the right for coverage. So here are a few more details about the path on the left, which is choosing to stay with original Medicare. So using your red, white, and blue card, which includes the Part A hospital insurance and the Part B medical insurance. So with this path, Medicare provides your coverage. You have your choice of any doctors, hospitals, and other providers that accept Medicare. You can choose to buy a Medicare supplement insurance, again, also known as that Medigap policy, to help cover some of those costs not covered by original Medicare. And you can choose to add the Medicare prescription drug plan, the Part D. So let's take a closer look at Medicare supplement policies. So a Medicare supplement insurance policy is a private insurance plan that's designed to supplement original Medicare. It helps pay some of the healthcare costs that original Medicare doesn't cover, like the co-payments, co-insurance, and the deductibles. Medicare will pay its share of the Medicare-approved amounts for covered health care costs, and usually that's around 80%. Then your Medigap policy pays the remaining 20% of costs. You will pay a monthly premium for the supplement policy, and premiums will vary depending on the insurance company, the benefits selected, the age of the applicant, and where the applicant lives. Policy premiums also tend to increase a bit each year. Medigap policies cover only one person. If you and your spouse both want coverage, you will need to have separate Medigap policies. You will still pay the monthly Part B premium. And with supplements, there's really no need to review coverage yearly. Many people with supplements keep the same policy for many years. There are different types of Medigap policies. This slide reviews the type of policies that are available. To purchase a Medicare supplement policy, you must meet with a licensed insurance agent who can further review all of your options. And for most Medigap policies, the basic benefit covers that 20% approved amount after Medicare pays its 80% on most services. Wisconsin also has several mandated benefits. So Wisconsin insurance law requires that supplement policies contain certain benefits. These benefits are available even when Medicare does not cover the expenses. And it's just important to note that this only applies to policies issued in Wisconsin to Wisconsin residents. In addition to those basic benefits, all Medigap insurance offers optional benefits, what are known as riders in the insurance world. Each of the optional riders must be priced and sold separately from the basic policy. Some of these optional choices are listed here. And for more detailed information on riders, you can always ask your insurance agent or you can contact the ADRC. Another great resource for information on policies can be found with the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance in Wisconsin, also known as OCI. This is the agency that's responsible for regulating and licensing of insurance and has many great resources available. You can find these resources online at the website listed here, or by calling OCI directly, or again, by contacting the ADRC. The best time to buy a Medigap policy is during your Medigap open enrollment period. This period lasts 6 months and begins on the first day of the month in which you are both 65 years of age or older and enrolled in Medicare Part B. If you apply during this time frame, you can buy any Medigap policy that the company sells, even if you have health problems, for the same price as people with good health. If you don't purchase a plan within your 6 month open enrollment period, insurance companies can deny coverage based on your health condition. It's important to note that outside of your open enrollment period, you may buy a Medigap policy anytime that an insurance company will sell you one. So listed here are the steps to take if you are interested in buying a Medigap policy. And here are some additional resources that can help answer any questions that you may have about Medigap policies. So next, let's take a closer look at Medicare Part D, which is prescription drug coverage. So to receive Part D coverage, you must enroll in a Part D plan. Plans cover prescription medications only, and these plans are run by private companies that contract with Medicare. If you choose Original Medicare and you want prescription drug coverage, you must choose and join a standalone Medicare prescription drug plan. You usually pay a monthly premium. In Wisconsin for 2021, there are 31 standalone prescription drug plans available to choose from. Part D coverage is also provided through Medicare Advantage, also known as Part C plans. Here are the 2021 costs related to Part D. Costs vary by plan and they can change annually. Plan premiums range anywhere from $7.30 a month to $132.30 a month this year. The Part D deductible is $445. It could be less depending on which plan you choose. And copays and coinsurance may vary per drug, per plan, and per pharmacy. And please note that people with Part D who have higher incomes will pay an additional amount on top of their plan premium. So the Part D late enrollment penalty. You may pay a late enrollment penalty if you did not enroll in a Part D plan during your IEP and did not have other credible coverage. The penalty is 1% of the national average monthly premium for every month that you delayed the enrollment. And this penalty would be added to your monthly premium if and when you enroll in a Part D plan. And the penalty would continue as long as you are enrolled. Credible coverage is defined by Medicare as other prescription drug coverage that is expected to pay on average at least as much as Medicare standard Part D coverage. And some options that count as credible coverage include veterans coverage, senior care, and some types of employer coverage. This graph sums up the Medicare Part D costs for 2021, which you can review in your handout. And Medicare Part D plans cover prescribed medications, medications that are included in a plan's formulary. A plan's formulary is a list of covered drugs, and not all medications are covered by all plans. And it's important to note that the medications must be for medically prescribed use. So what's not covered? Medications that are not on a plan's formulary would not be covered. Non-prescription over-the-counter drugs. Drugs that are not approved by the FDA are not covered. Vitamins and minerals, cough medicine, and drugs for cosmetic purposes, like weight loss or weight gain or hair loss. And it's also important to note that any off-label use of prescribed medications is not covered by Part D. So an example might be if a doctor prescribes a medication for a condition, but the FDA does not approve the use of that medication for that condition, then the drug would not be covered, even if it's on the plan's formulary for use with other conditions. So now let's take a look at the other way of receiving your Medicare coverage, Medicare Advantage plans, also known as Medicare Part C. So Medicare Advantage plans include both Part A and Part B, and usually Part D. They are private insurance companies approved by Medicare to provide your Medicare coverage. The most common plans are an HMO, which stands for a health maintenance organization, a PPO, which is a preferred provider organization, or a PFFS, which is a private fee-for-service plan. With an Advantage plan, you must use plan doctors, hospitals, and other providers, or you will pay more, or you could end up paying all of the cost of those services. You must use the card from your Medicare Advantage plan to get your Medicare covered services. You should keep your red, white, and blue Medicare card in a safe place because you would need it if you were ever wanting to switch back to original Medicare. If you join a Medicare Advantage plan, you must continue to pay the standard monthly Medicare Part B premium. And as a reminder, that was $148.50 for most people this year. When you join a Medicare Advantage plan, there are other costs that you may have to pay as well. Some of these are an additional monthly premium to the plan, and this can range anywhere from $0 a month up to $226 a month for plans that are available in Buffalo and Pepin County for this year. You may pay deductibles, co-insurance, and co-payments, and these costs may be different from original Medicare. The costs may vary from plan to plan, and the costs could be higher if you go out of network. The out-of-pocket maximum for any Advantage plan for 2021 is $6,700 for an individual. This is the yearly limit on out-of-pocket costs for medical services. If you reach the limit, you pay nothing for covered services for the remainder of the calendar year. This limit may be different between the Advantage plans that are available to you and can change each year. You should consider this when choosing a plan. If you join a Medicare Advantage plan, You still get all services covered by Part A and Part B, but you get them through the Medicare Advantage plan. You may choose a plan that includes prescription drug coverage or one without, and you can't be charged more for certain services that you would pay under original Medicare. And you may choose a plan that includes extra benefits not covered by original Medicare, such as vision, hearing, or dental care. It's also important to mention that Medicare Advantage plans and Medicare prescription drug plans can change their plan details each year. Plan formularies, pharmacy networks, premiums, and other costs can change each year. So it's important to review your plan each year and note any of the changes that will be happening with the plan. Medicare's annual open enrollment period runs from October 15th through December 7th each year. And this timeframe is an opportunity to compare plans to be sure that you will be in a plan that covers you well in the new year. You can compare plans by using the Plan Finder tool on the Medicare website, and you can enroll in plans online at medicare.gov. You could call Medicare directly to enroll in plans, or you can call the plan directly. The ADRC also helps the beneficiaries with this process. So another option for credible prescription drug coverage that you may want to consider is Wisconsin's prescription drug assistance program called SeniorCare. And SeniorCare is available to Wisconsin residents age 65 and over who are US citizens or have a qualifying immigrant status. SeniorCare is very low cost. It's $30 for an annual application fee, which means that there's no monthly premium. There is no asset limit to qualify for SeniorCare. And SeniorCare is considered credible coverage for Medicare Part D. Your annual income determines your level of coverage for SeniorCare. And you may use SeniorCare alone or in addition to another Part D plan. For additional information, you can find SeniorCare online or by calling the phone number listed on the slide. The ADRC is also available to help with any questions and also provides application assistance. So here are some other ways that people may receive coverage for their healthcare when age 65 or older. You may have the option of an employer or a retiree group health plan. Some of these plans may offer credible coverage. You should contact your employer or your union benefits administrator to find out how your insurance works with Medicare. You may qualify for military coverage through the VA or through TRICARE. Or you may be eligible for medical assistance, also known as Medicaid, and other low-income assistance programs. Medicare also has several programs available to help people with limited income. So many people with Medicare face challenges when it comes to paying for healthcare and prescription medications. In fact, we often hear of people who have to choose between paying for groceries or paying for healthcare and medicine. Here are some programs that can help. So there's a program called Medicare Savings Program. If eligible, your Medicare Part B premium will be paid for you. Some also have Medicare co-pays and deductibles paid. The eligibility here is just based on income and assets. There's the Extra Help, also known as the Low Income Subsidy Program through Social Security. This program offers assistance with Medicare prescription drug coverage. If eligible, it could reduce your Part D premiums, reduce the deductibles, and it can reduce the co-pays that you pay at the pharmacy. And there's SeniorCare. As discussed previously, your level of assistance depends on your annual income. So level one senior care has no deductible that needs to be met, and you pay $5 for each generic prescription and $15 for each name brand prescription at the pharmacy. So this chart shows the eligibility guidelines for these benefit programs. Even if a person doesn't meet these limits, I encourage you to fill out an application or contact us for assistance if you are struggling with paying for healthcare or prescription costs. And also, please note that these income limits change yearly, and people may be eligible for other savings programs depending on your situation. And lastly, I'd just like to review a few words of caution on steps to prevent Medicare fraud. So don't ever give out your Medicare number except to your doctor or other Medicare provider. And what we do want you to do is to treat your Medicare card and number like you would treat your credit card. Please watch out for identity theft. And be aware that Medicare doesn't call or visit to sell you anything. And we'd also like to encourage you to just be cautious of offers for free medical services, especially when they're calling you over the phone. Please report any suspected Medicare fraud or abuse. Call the provider to discuss any concerns that you may have about a bill that you received. And if further follow-up is needed, in Wisconsin, we have an agency that's called the Senior Medicare Patrol. They're also known as SMP, and they help Medicare beneficiaries prevent, detect, and report healthcare fraud, errors, or any abuse. The SMP toll-free number is listed here, and it's also important to note that their services are free and confidential. So before we end, I just wanted to check back in with Peter from the start of the presentation. So it looks like Peter's giving me a thumbs up, which I'm going to assume means that I didn't give him too much of a headache, and I helped to clarify some of his questions with Medicare. That is great, Peter. However, if you're not feeling as sure as Peter, you are not alone. And here are on this slide some local agencies that can help if you have questions or need additional information or assistance with Medicare. And lastly, listed here are some resources that the ADRC has available. And I want to thank you for your time and for attending the Welcome to Medicare program today.